When it comes to testing for the coronavirus, Massachusetts surpasses most other states. The state ranks fourth in per capita testing. That is thanks in part to testing done in locations that don't usually assist with public health efforts. About one-third of the testing here has been done by some small hospital and academic labs. WBUR's Barbara Moran has this report on how such labs have to reconfigure themselves.
So right now we're entering the actual lab space. Typically, on a normal day in the Krem, all of these bays would be full of, you know, researchers, PhD students, trainees.
Even on a virtual tour of Boston University's Center for Regenerative Medicine, it's easy to see the rows of empty lab benches.
It's a little sad because usually these bays are all full of people and there's nobody here.
Aditya Mithal is an MD-PhD student who was working in this lab until BU shut down most research last month. Then he and his colleagues started hearing about the difficult testing situation at Boston Medical Center.
And there were 7 to 10 day turnarounds, which is way too long for you to have any useful information.
That's George Murphy, co-director of the Regenerative Medicine Center. He offered to transform the center's basic research lab into a coronavirus testing facility, which is not easy.
So you can't just start doing this testing, right? We have general biosafety rules, but we don't have the stringent record keeping and the very, very specific rules and regulations that you have to follow to be a clinically certified lab.
It took a week to scrounge up needed supplies and get state and federal approval. Now the lab, staffed mostly by volunteers, is doing all the coronavirus testing for Boston Medical Center. The story at BU isn't unique. Similar scale-ups are happening all over the state, at places like Tufts, Mass General, Beth Israel, and UMass. BU's George Murphy isn't sure how long that will continue.
Initially, when we started this, we thought there would be some big commercial labs that would kind of swoop in, take over, and we would be like, great, you know, we did it for a while, sort of were able to plug in and help the hospital bridge this gap of testing. But now what we understand is that, you know, they're not going to sort of swoop in and save the day. They're maxed out already.
The biggest academic lab turned test center is the one at the Broad Institute of Harvard and MIT. The Broad has turned its huge DNA sequencing facility into a testing lab. It's now the second largest test provider in the state. Stacy Gabriel, who's in charge of testing at the Broad, says it can now run 4,000 samples a day and may scale up further.
It's very much in our sight to get to many tens of thousands of samples every day. So we're ready to do it and just growing that capacity now.
That sort of widespread testing will be needed, says Broad Director Eric Lander.
We need to be thinking about tenfold higher testing or more. If we're going to open the Commonwealth, we're going to need really intensive testing to be able to pick up people early in an infection so that they're not spreading it to others.
Lander says the Broad is committed to play a role as long as it's needed, but it's unclear how long academic labs can or should continue to help. While President Trump said yesterday that testing is a local thing, Governor Baker, for one, would like to see the federal government do more. Baker says the next stimulus package should contain money for testing to help the feds up their game. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Barbara Moran.